What up, what up, what up?
Hey, hey, hey.
I am excited to be back. Took a little break last week, but right back into it. That's the beauty about owning a business, right?
Yeah. In the holiday season, you know, I think it's just...
It's the holiday season.
Do, do, do.
Dickory doc. Don't all say right. The words.
So.
Eye roll.
Yeah.
Love heavy. It. It's fine. We finished up all of the podcast room. I got my little fun modern shelves that we made into little W's. Because only winning here. Only winning.
Is that what that stands for?
I have no idea. No, I just wanted it to be that because it just breaks it up a little bit.
No, I like it. The room's finally done. It looks really good.
I know.
I'm excited.
I am excited. And we're coming up into the season where everyone is... super, super stressed out, but we have to think about all of the blessings we do have, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good time to reflect.
It is. And we'll talk about that probably not next week because of the holiday, but the following.
Yeah.
Because I love talking about that, goals and all of that fun stuff. That's my jam.
It is. It totally is.
Josh is like, I don't even care.
I do care, but I just address and tackle my goals differently.
I agree. But maybe like we can talk about that.
Yeah, I think that'll be really good to hear the differences of how we do everything.
For sure.
Yeah, so we're back.
What's new and exciting?
Same old yeah. Work. Work's just getting the best of me right now. I feel like people can relate. You know, it's come crunch time for, you know, hitting those end of year goals with your corporate jobs or if you know what I mean when it comes
run
to
your
type
own
of...
business, like you got to hit some goals by the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard cause you know, everyone else is either on vacation mode, especially when it's like customer based.
Oh yeah.
You know, the last thing on their mind is to go get a new car and, or get their car serviced. So it's a little stressful.
Yeah.
But anyway, we attack it each and every day and just take it as it comes. Do the best we can.
I love it.
But anyway, guys, I had the topic for today actually
naturally
while I was out riding my bike, and it's going to be titled "Hone In on the Zone."
Yeah,
and I felt like this could be pretty relatable. Obviously, it came from the idea of. When I'm mountain biking, you know, it's finding that line. If you're on the trail, you know, what's going to be the best point to take the turns, you know, what angle to attack a certain jump.
Yeah. And Josh really taught me this, like, as I'm learning how to mountain bike and everything, you really have to focus on like, what is the easiest path for you? And like, what is going to make the most sense for your technical skills, like as like your mountain biking and even just in general too. Sorry, I feel like my mic's a little bit too loud. But finding that like imaginary line,
mm-hmm.
like I envision in my head every single time we go out is like, okay, find the line and just like keep grooving. Because that's what is, you know, going to help you in that situation. And like, you definitely have, at least I do, I have my blinders on as to like, okay, I know what's in front of me and what's this line going to be.
Yeah.
I just want to interject as someone who's not like advanced in like biking and stuff like that and like break it down for maybe people don't mountain bike and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's like anything like skiing or anything that is a sport where you're like on a course, if you will, and there's going to be obstacles or different ways you can attack the course to get from A to B. And, you know, as Krista was talking and when I was thinking of this topic, it was so relatable that you could look at your journey in life or maybe your success in your career or, you know, if you're trying to accelerate yourself. You know, you're not really focused like on the bike. If I'm focused at what I'm on at the moment, it's going to trip me up because I'm not going to know what's coming down the trail in like, say, 10, 15 feet. Whereas if I'm constantly looking and forecasting the terrain ahead of me and looking mm-hmm. and, you know, spotting my line well in advance, Yep. It's not so much, you know, it's like that old saying with the water, the whitewater rafters, right? If you're going to focus on the rock, that's what you're going to hit.
Yeah.
I've heard that story explained once. And it's the same premise. It's the same idea that if you're constantly focusing on the things that you don't want to hit,
yep.
the higher chances of you hitting those, right? Yep. There's a higher chance of you hitting those things that you don't want to hit because you're focusing on them. But where...
Oh, I can relate to that.
You know, but if you're focusing on your line and you're focusing on the smooth, like the smoothest part of the trail or,
yeah.
you know, whatever obstacle's coming up,
yep.
just like in life, right? All the distractions, all the obstacles that we're constantly being thrown at, if you're constantly putting your energy and focus on those, you're not putting your focus and energy towards the end goal.
Yeah. When like also too, like sometimes when we're mountain biking as well, like I'm so focused on the line and like what's in front of me that I sometimes forget about my peripheral vision and like my arm hits like a tree or a cactus or something like that because I'm so focused on what is in front of me and then like probably like 5 steps forward too. Because you never know in those situations of like, okay, there's like a crazy downhill or I'm going up, I see a hill coming up that I have to climb. Okay. I got to like crank down my gears. So that way I'm in like slowpoke mode so I can climb up that mm-hmm. to like think ahead and think forward. I can relate this in like painting and stuff like that. Like I'm so like zoned in on something and then say I get like a phone call and then it completely distracts me from what's in front of me.
Yeah.
And I know that's kind of where you were going and I wanted to lead into it, but like I love painting and all of that and I get so focused and it can be like big, small, whatever. But you get so focused and you're like hone in like on that zone that you sometimes need to think about like what's in front of you, but like what's beside you as mm-hmm. well. Because if we're talking about goals and like life and like our business and Q4 and all that kind of stuff, we have to think, yes, like 5 steps forward, but like who else are you impacting beside you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. They can't see my hands. But I'm like forward and to the side.
She's Italian. She talks with her hands.
I cannot help it. But that leads into like what you wanted to bring into this too.
Mm-hmm.
So I want your perspective on that.
Yeah. And what I kind of was getting at with that when Krista and I were talking before the podcast was like today I was in a really good zone. I was, you know, flowing. I was doing, you know, hitting all my lines, doing all the jumps and everything like I've practiced and, you know, I was feeling the rhythm and I turn this one turn and there's some hikers there. So I had to stop, pull over, let the hikers pass, what have you. But, you know, I noticed that as soon as I started pedaling again and taking off, I had lost that flow. I mm-hmm. was out of that zone. And, you know, sometimes in life too, when you're in a creative space or your mind's just, you know, pumping all the good ideas out, you know, we can have a distraction that derails us.
Yeah.
And you'll get back to that flow state. You'll get back to that zone, but it's how quickly can you, right? And so I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because we always have those distractions. We always have those things that are going to derail us. And, you know, it's inside of all of us to be creative. It's inside yeah. of all of us to succeed.
For and, sure.
You know, we can all have to find our own flow, our own zones, right? And it's just how quickly, first off, can you ignore the outside distractions? Mm-hmm. Are you in a space that you can, or, you know, maybe you have a family or a child where you can't, right? You have responsibilities, but how quickly can we train ourselves to get back into that flow state again,
mm.
to have those creative ideas or those business ideas, you know,
yeah,
that type of thing.
I like that. And like, we have distractions around us all of the time, but it's a matter of like getting back on the bike, haha, per se, with like our goals. And I'll bring this into like the fitness aspect because January is coming up and a lot of people have goals of, you know, more fitness goals, especially with, you know, the 6-week challenge, little plug, but like, you were doing so good in January and February And then March comes around, you're like, oh, well, you know, it's fine. I can slack off just a little bit. Or something gets, you get distracted. Or something comes in the way of your goals. And like, that's okay. But it's a matter of getting back on that bike, getting back on that train. And that's where people, like, for me specifically, that's where I feel like I have kind of failed a little bit, is like, I went through a lot of different things, and like, that is not a part of me. It's just what happened in life, type of thing. And it only took me now to realize that, like, it doesn't have to consume me fully. And that's not the whole reason why I felt like I fell off of my fitness journey. You know what I mean? But like, it takes time to reset your mind to get back on that bike. When there are the distractions, you have to be like strong-minded and strong-bodied to get back into it. Will it suck? Yeah, of course. Like, me going back to like lifting again, it really sucks. And some days I'm like, wow, I can't even like bench press anything anymore. Or like, I'm trying to deadlift again. And I'm like, wow, I like suck at this. But you have to suck at it in order to become better at something else. Mm-hmm. Like, at least, you know, you're back on the wagon.
Yep.
Like, people get off of the wagon and they're like, oh, well, that was fun for a little bit. So the distractions can't bring you down. You have to really hone in on that zone and like be able to, okay, stop for that hiker, stop for that life situation. And then, okay, I know what I want to do and get right back on.
So to that point, as you were talking, I just thought of this, that like in my own personal journey with fitness and everything.
Yeah.
You know, part of why
some people might not know your fitness journey.
It's okay.
little preface surrounding it.
So I started lifting weights when I was like 15, 16 years old, and found out very quickly I was naturally strong and loved bodybuilding, was totally consumed by all that. So for many years, especially in my early like 20s, I was doing bodybuilding, powerlifting competitions. You know, I held a record of deadlift.
Yeah.
And, you know, won a couple awards, got third place at a bodybuilding competition, and just was totally in love with all that. And basically, when we moved out to Arizona, I found other passions, other experiences that I didn't get to experience in Pennsylvania. And it was like the hiking, just being outdoors, obviously mountain biking, and I basically had a little bit of a life switch where I was like, okay, I can't be as big as a bodybuilder and expect to, you know, be able to hike the mountains or ride the bikes as far and do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
So I started focusing more on cardiovascular as opposed to, you know, just building muscle and being jacked and everything all the time. And so my body adapted very quickly to the new training. I feel so much better. I'm more cautious of, you know, my cardiovascular with endurance and things like that, which I've never was really into doing cardio. It was only just weights, right? I was super strong, super
hands down.
Yeah.
Josh is like, can you like lift with me for once? Cause I love cardio. It's just what we do.
Yeah.
So, but now times have changed.
Right. And so I personally have downsized significantly with my weight and size and everything like that. And
but so what? You are incredibly healthy as we like.
Oh, yeah. I'm more healthy now than when I was at my biggest.
Exactly. Because like we're focusing now, like we're in our like 30s. Okay, so like we're focusing now on like healthy aging. So that way when we get older, we're not like limited in our mobility and like things that we're able to do. Like we were just talking today, like we aspire to like have a van and drive like across the country and like all that kind of stuff. Like if we're constantly consumed with like big, like you're 10 times healthier now. And I just want to applaud you because when you like hone in on the zone, like homie, you do not get distracted. And like, it's incredible. Like Josh's mindset when it comes to like health and fitness, like he's all in or not in at all. Like there's no in between. And like, I love that about you.
Well, thank you.
Because you just go all in on it. And I'm like, yo, like do you, because I love like all the, like I love Zumba and I went like head first in that. And you're now like, I'm going to buy a cycle bike. I'm like, okay. And then like, boom, boom, boom. It has just escalated at this point, which is good. So proceed. I just wanted to give you accolades there.
Well, after all that, I forget what I was going to say. okay. So downsized, I'm not as big as I used to be. So yes, I still lift weights. I train a little bit differently now, more full body type stuff, higher reps and everything. But there are those times where I still have that itch to do the old bro split bodybuilder workout and everything. And I find myself going exactly what Krista was saying, was like, oh crap, like I used to be able to do this no problem. Or, mm-hmm. you know, 225, I used to be on bench. I used to be able to rep that out until someone said stop. You know, now
yeah.
I'm like 225 is like my max. Like, you know, it's a totally different world. But what I was trying to get at was when you hone into the zone and like, you know, you focus on it, it's kind of fun because for me, having something to chase yeah. and kind of once you get there, you're like, okay, well, what's next yeah. kind of thing. So now that I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm at the bottom again, but now that if I wanted to, I could try to achieve those goals again and get a little bit stronger, try to get back to my numbers that I used to be.
Yeah.
And I've often thought, what's the perfect mix to be to have good cardiovascular it's health good and be strong. And I think yeah. I'm getting there, but half the chase or for me, half the fun is that chase, is that grind, that work, trying to have mm-hmm. a goal to achieve once again.
Yep.
Because sometimes we hit pinnacles in our life where we've got it, or it's we've gotten that promotion or we're there. And then it's like, well, I had more fun climbing the ladder, getting to this point than actually once I get there.
So true.
You know, and I had so much fun focusing in, honing in, like getting lost in the zone.
True.
That's what drove me, right? That's what I had to fuel my fire every day to do.
Yep.
Now that I'm here, I don't know if I really want this, or I don't know if this is even fun because
and been there, done that. And that's a normal like thing to like think about too, is like, you got that. You got the promotion. You got like whatever you're like doing, and you go, huh, is that it? And you start to like question a little bit, but like I hear you. Like if we talk about fitness and stuff like that, like I was like fit, but I couldn't even like lift a damn weight, where like now it's like the opposite for me. Is I got my cardiovascular, like no big deal, good. It's the weights now. And I'm like, all right, these damn weights, but I will get, like, I'm stronger now than I've ever been. So I think it's like a good balance there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that's kind of when I attack things, I'm typically all in, 100% in when I do stuff. And that's constantly why, like, I think I'm evolving, and like, I just want to put it out there that it's okay to do that and constantly challenge yourself. And yeah. you don't always have to be known for one thing.
No.
You know, if we look at life, we have so many opportunities to experience stuff and, you know, constantly renew ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what if, you know, Josh used to be the bodybuilder, powerlifter guy at 250 pounds. Now he's Mr. Mountain Biker at 180 pounds. Like, I'm still the same Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may wear two sizes different shirts now, but like, that doesn't define who I am. And don't let those limitations and those boxes that we put ourselves in, you know, hold us back.
Yeah.
And it's a little off topic, but I think it's good because, you know, maybe there's a goal or something that you wanted to achieve, or even in the next upcoming year, but you think it's going to redefine yourself, or it's going to be something that, you know, that's normally not what I'm known for, or what would people think if I decide to kind of uproot myself or change or full 180 this
yeah.
area of my life.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
I know.
Do it. And guess what? If you get there and you achieve it and you still don't get the same passion and drive from it that you did while chasing it, okay, move on.
Yeah.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with moving on. Like, once you, like, accomplish something,
yeah,
nothing wrong with it at all. And, like, even going back to it maybe like a couple years later and becoming a beginner again.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing wrong with it.
See, and that's why I enjoy the process. I enjoy the grind. I enjoy the research, learning yep. something new, challenging myself. Like, okay, this is, you look at everything in my life. I'm just thinking right now. Learned how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Played guitar, played at church, played in a rock band. Got to play in front of a crowd on a stage in Philadelphia, the yeah. Trocadero. And, you know, wasn't a rock star, right? Wasn't famous or anything. But to me, okay, check that off the list, right?
Yeah.
Got into fishing. Got a whole bunch of fishing poles. Caught some awesome fish. Had a friend with a boat. Lived that whole fishing lifestyle out on the lake on, like, the brisk mornings, all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Check.
Okay. You know, did the bodybuilding thing, won a couple awards, check. Went into powerlifting, check. Like, you know, and like, now what's next? I'm into this mountain biking thing and I still have so much room to grow,
but you're
and
so
better myself.
You're really good at it.
Well, thank you. But it's still at this point bringing me joy. Now, in 10 years from now, is it? I don't know.
I hope
but
so.
I live in the moment. I live for right now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Into cars, had yep. a couple cool cars, built a car, like did the whole car show thing, won awards with my car, sold it, check, moving on. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What's next? Josh wants to buy a race car and get like, or a Porsche or something and start doing like gentleman track days and yep. like experiencing that. You know, that's kind
I
of.
I can't keep up with your hobbies sometimes.
You
but
don't need to.
But I love it. Like,
I have so many interests and life is way too short to not explore them.
Yeah. I agree with you. And like, I mean, mine are all like artistic stuff, but like painting, drawing, ceramics, like I still love doing all of that. But like, I was a cheerleader for, oh my gosh, 16 years. And like, as soon as college came around, I was like, yeah, I'm done with that. Like, and I was known for that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna like take advanced biopsychology and work on rats' brains, like become a nerd. And like, that was fun. And then do art stuff. And then like, I love designing houses. And then I got into fitness and now I make sourdough stuff. Like, I am all over the place, but I think it's good for people to like try different things because you never know what it's gonna lead into. You never know if it's gonna unlock some creativity, like part of your brain,
mm-hmm.
or even just a joy of, hey, I love doing this, because we need more joy, more joy in our life than the normal mundane, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's way off topic, but aren't all of our podcasts?
Yeah, they are. But like, no, I think you can kind of circle this back to the initial idea of hone in on the zone, because when you find these new passions and when you're, you know, at that beginning stages where you still have those butterflies and the joy and like, you know, we can all think of something that, you know, maybe it's a new hobby or job or something like that, where you're just constantly immersed with it. It's
yeah.
like, you know, you're researching things about it, or that's kind of what's coming up in your Instagram feed, is because that's your newest thing you're all into, or you can't stop any free time. Your brain is like, oh, what's this? What's that? Like, you know what I mean? And it's being in the zone. It's yeah. you know, it's that chase. It's that grind. It's those beginning baby steps that, I don't know, I find the most exciting. And then as it progresses, you start to see your hard work and progress take off. And then
yeah.
you're like, oh, this is even, you know, more fun. And then like, you know, it just kind of builds and builds and builds. And then just in my experience, when you kind of hit the pinnacle of certain things, you don't get that high anymore. And you're mm-hmm. just like, I enjoyed the grind to get here.
Yeah, more than
you know. And that's kind of like when we go hiking or whatever, and we get to the top of the mountain. You know, we enjoy the view and we do our gratitudes and like, you know, thank you for God, thank you for everything and, you know, getting my health and being able to view this and everything yeah. like that. But it's like, okay,
let's trek back down.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. That's just, I'm kind of weird that way, I think, But I also think that's what drives me. And I use that to my advantage when it comes to like new career, new positions, things like that, because I may not know everything, but it's that gathering of information, learning, and seeing the progress within myself that what drives me.
Yeah.
And then if you think about doing that a whole bunch throughout your life, imagine how well of a versed, well-rounded person you're going to be, or a person with many hidden talents or just interests and knowledge and stuff like that. Like, you know, I go down rabbit holes of history. Like Krista, you know, makes fun of me because I'm kind of a closet nerd when it comes to that stuff. But like, I just can't help myself because I find it so fascinating that like all this stuff. It's just the chase.
Whatever. I was reading a book about Nazis and like the war and everything. And Josh is like, why are you reading that? I'm like, well, it's interesting because it's like a novel, but they bring it into like what actually happened. So it helped me because in school I hated history. So at least I'm like diving in and like getting those senses back to like learning about things just in a different way.
Well, it's stuff that we find interesting. It's not what's being crammed down our throats. Well,
that's a whole nother thing. But
maybe we'll change a podcast name to The Grind instead of honing in on the zone. I don't know. But you guys get what we're talking about here, I think.
Faux show.
At least, and I hope you do.
I think people need to take it into consideration with the new year and just with everything. Even if they're not listening to it before like the new year, you just have to remind yourself to like hone in on that zone and that grind, because sometimes like we get distracted, but we really need to stay focused on like why you started your fitness journey. Like, why did you start like that career, and really focus on what is in front of you, and also who is beside you in order to succeed.
Or if you're just feeling like you're super stale in your life and you're just like, wow, every day is so vanilla and it's just same thing day in, day out.
Yeah.
And you want to spice it up, or you want to have some change.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's finding that thing that gives you the tickle, that makes you excited.
Or something is like in the back of your head, like saying, hey, maybe we should try this, and you keep brushing it off. Maybe it's time for you to freaking try it.
Yeah. Usually those little voices are there for a reason.
And
we need to listen to those more often.
We definitely do. As I look at the canvas and I'm like, I want to white that out. I want to start, you know, getting back into it. And I say that all the time. But if I'm still good, you know, maybe I'll quit my job and just sell art.
Okay.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Reinvent ourselves, right?
There you go.
All right. That's all she wrote.
I'm done. I'm tapped.
You're tapped.
Yeah, I'm out of the zone now.
You're out of the zone? You were in the zone. Now you're out?
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. Well, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. If you feel like someone needs to hear this, or maybe you just want to share it and say, hey, this definitely helped me out, maybe it'll, you know, spark some interest for you. That's how we grow. That's how we, you know, become who we are with Peak Driven. It's because of you guys. So if you want more, you know where to go. Go to peakdrivenllc.com. Always tag me on Instagram if you want to post this on there, Krista Fisher. Don't worry about Josh, because he won't even see it.
Yeah.
He doesn't see the reels that I send him ever. So, but thank you so much for joining. If you want to join our 6-week program as well, that is out there on the website. Lots of accountability, lots of tracking, free workouts, nutrition help. It's a whole boatload of stuff. So, but we appreciate you. We love you. And that's a wrap, y'all.
All right, guys. God bless. Love y'all.
Go be the light.
Bye-bye.
Bye.